This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden received congratulations for his election victory from China's President Xi Jinping Wednesday before giving a speech highlighting the challenges Americans face as COVID-19 cases surge on the eve of the Thanksgiving holiday. Biden begins a formal transition to the White House after defeating Republican President Donald Trump. He has promised to make fighting the pandemic a top priority after taking office January 20th. Iran's state TV says Iran's president has reiterated his hope President-elect Biden will return America's Iran policy to where he left things as vice president 4 years ago and return to Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Iran's state TV says Iran's president has reiterated his hope President-elect Joe Biden will return America's Iran policy to where he left things as vice president 4 years ago and return to Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. Hassan Rouhani says if Iran and the US could find a path back to the situation on January 20, 2017, President Donald Trump's inauguration day, it could be a huge solution for many issues and problems. Under Trump, tensions between the US and Iran have escalated. Rouhani has called on Biden to explicitly condemn Trump's maximum pressure campaign, as well as compensate for wrong policies pursued over the last 4 years, a possible reference to the massive financial losses Iran has suffered as a result of Trump's sanctions campaign. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The U.S. Treasury announced sanctions Wednesday on a Libyan rebel militia loyal to Eastern strongman Khalifa Haftar, which is allegedly behind multiple murders, kidnapping, and torture. This is VOA.